WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, we've got Don Henry and Sally Barris. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Ann.
Glad to have you here this morning. I got the chance to see you along with your way more friend,
Tom Kimmel,
yeah, back in December, but it's nice to have you guys back in the studios. Did you leave Tom on the side of the road somewhere?
Yes.
Yes, most definitely.
No, we haven't yet. He's on another tour somewhere. We're going to meet up tomorrow, but we miss him. He's an integral part of what we do.
Well, I guess it's kind of interesting for me. I mean, I watch all sorts of singers and songwriters of all, you know, genres of music kind of come and go under different names and umbrellas of sorts. Each one of you have songwriting careers. People have, you know, made hits of some of your songs. But then you all came collectively under this new umbrella, the Waymores. How did you guys decide that... First of all, you wanted to work together and then put yourself under this new name?
We had played together a lot, you know, just for fun, like at the Bluebird, and I even think we went to Florida one time together. And Don and Tom were like two of my favorite guys in Nashville to play music with, and so we just thought we'd come together and try to do some writing together, and we're working on a record together. We love singing harmony together, and we're really excited about this project that we're working on, which should be done in about a month, hopefully.
Yeah, it evolved very organically. We really were just three singer-songwriters joining forces on the road, and as we started writing some songs and singing harmonies, we realized it sounded kind of like a group. So Tom came up with the name Waymores, and we just started going for it.
Well, it's interesting, and it's always kind of a strategy where people sometimes put the record out and then tour. Some people tour and then put the record out. You guys have been doing some touring well before this joint project has seen the light of day. Are you going to do more touring after it comes out?
Yeah. The great thing about the touring beforehand was that we really learned the songs before we went in the studio to record them. And that's a great advantage that you really get to have, you know. Once this album comes out, we expect to hit it even harder. But we've been touring before the album, during the making of, and certainly once it comes out, we're going to really hit the road hard.
Well, Don, let's talk with you just for a minute, since we're going to put you in the hot seat first, I think. You've been writing songs, I think the album I have, was it In My Backyard?
Wild in the Backyard.
Wild in the Backyard, mm-hmm, came out 91?
Yeah, good. You're the person who would only remember that.
Well, lucky listeners for WNRN. Well, one of the songs from that album that I frankly, whether people like it or not, always comes up around Martin Luther King Day is Beautiful Fool.
Oh, yeah.
But also some of the other songs on there got kind of taken up and, you know, done by other people. On there was your song Harley.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you did after that album, because frankly, I never encountered one coming to me, another Don Henry album. Besides that one, were they secret? Were they put aside somewhere where I couldn't find them?
No, it was pretty simple. I mean, I was on Sony Epic Records for just that one record, and I was thrilled that it did come out. But the executive producer for that record, Bob Montgomery, who was really the brainchild behind the whole thing, he left Sony Epic right at the release of my record. So with the new entourage there handling things, they didn't really... there was nobody there that really was behind what I was doing, so they pretty much said so long, you know. So what it did was, I was still touring during that time, but I just didn't have the funding to put another record together until like 2000, which was many years later. I put out a record on my own label called Flowers and Rockets, and that same year I was approached by a label called American Originals to do a Live at the Bluebird CD. So it was like nothing for a long time, a whole lot of touring, but just no new releases.
So how did these CDs themselves kind of shop your records to some of these country greats who've, you know, helped your career by just covering your music?
Yeah, it was a help. I mean, Kathy Mateus records several. She recorded Beautiful Fool, as well as Harley, that's on that record. Jimmy Buffett used to tour doing The Same Boat, which is a song on there that he and I got together and rewrote, and he did it in all his concerts, but I don't know if he ever put on a record. I don't think he ever did. So stuff happened from that record that would never have happened if the record hadn't come out. But most importantly, it gave me a career that I didn't even know I was going to do. I thought I'd always be a staff songwriter, and it kind of threw me out into the performing world, and now I'm glad I'm doing that, because that's basically what I do now.
We've got Don Henry and Sally Barris here in the WNR studios. Don, will you do a song for us?
Yeah. I'm going to do a song that's on the Flowers and Rockets record. This was recorded by a group called the Thompson Brothers on RCA a few years ago. If you saw the three young men dancing spastically around a bunch of smoldering cow pies in the middle of a meadow, that was my song. It's a song about falling out of love and moving in with your folks.
The girl leaves, my heart grieves. Mom and Dad, can I stay here, please? I'm back on the farm again. Oh no, there goes a couple dozen I told you so's. I'm back on the farm again. I swear I got a gun underneath the bunk bed. Gonna blow away the rooster if he wakes up the dead. Had the hot rod to pay the credit card. Death is too easy. Life is too hard. The folks snore until four, and then you gotta do the morning chores. I'm back on the farm again. Take it, me. I left the hometown. I flipped a birdie at the drugstore clowns. Now I'm back on the farm again. I can't sleep. It's no good in this peace-infested neighborhood. Whoa, I'm back on the farm again. I swear I got a gun underneath the bunk bed. Gonna blow up the dead. Had to hawk the hot rod to pay the credit card. Death is too easy. Life is too hard. Pretty thing, you're so soft. Meet me later in the hayloft.
No, that's not what I was.
I'm back on the farm again. The girl's great. Our hearts mate, love drips with a twist of fate. Whoa, and I'm back on the farm again. I'm back on the farm again.
WNRN with live music. Don Henry here in WNRN studios along with Sally Barris. They're playing tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall, and we got some tickets to give away to that show a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that. Well, we're going to put Sally in the hot seat now. Sally, I seem to remember that you have been here in Charlottesville a couple times and played on the Acoustic Muse series, and they always move themselves around, so I don't know if you played, you know, Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church, or you played some other hall here, but I seem to remember at least once you've been in town here.
Yes, I have a long, wonderful, fantastic relationship with Charlottesville, Virginia. I've been coming up and playing at the Prism Coffee House, and in the church, and also over in, I'm going to mispronounce this little town, but that doesn't mean I don't love it, but I think it's called Crozet?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, wow. Anyway, yeah, I've come up here and played a lot in Charlottesville. I absolutely love this town, and I love the people here, and I love that they love bluegrass music.
But I don't think you consider yourself to be a bluegrass musician, though, do you?
You know, I think it's because it's the first band I played in was a bluegrass band, and it's kind of where I got my start. I always I don't know, I feel like that's really where my roots came from, but also certainly in folk music, definitely.
Well, what bluegrass band did you play in?
I was in a band called Northern Hospitality, and we played all around Minnesota and Europe, Iowa, the tri-state area of Minnesota and Europe.
There you go. So you're originally from the northern Midwest?
I am. I'm from Minnesota, yeah.
And where are you from, Don?
I'm from the California Bay Area, of a little town called Morgan Hill.
And how did you both end up in Nashville? There because of the community of songwriters?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to be a songwriter since I was, 10 years old. My father was a musician, so he told me one day, he said, I've been hearing those songs you've been playing. People do that for a living out in Nashville. I said, sign me up. So that's all I've ever wanted to do, be a songwriter.
Yeah, the first time I came to Nashville, I went out and heard Around at Douglas Corner, and I think it was Hal Ketcham and Gary Burr, and I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I really did. It was just amazing. I didn't realize that there was a town of people that wrote songs, and that's what they did, and people really respected it, and I just thought it was the most incredible thing.
I met Paul Rothchild a couple years before he passed away. He produced The Doors and Phil Oaks, people like that. And he was hanging around Nashville a couple years before he passed. He approached me one night after a show. He said, "This is just what Cambridge was like in the '60s," and I think that kind of says a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Nashville is famous for also people collaborating, for good and for profit, I guess, maybe both. Who are some of the favorite people you've collaborated with? I mean, I see at least in your liner notes, you've certainly penned songs, and I know that the Waymores is a kind of a collaborative group, and you write songs together, but there's probably some other people you've enjoyed working with. Sally?
Well, I've written a lot with Jesse Alexander and with John Randall. And a girl named Karen Rochelle and Ashley Monroe, all great singer-songwriters. And it's just like a family. You get together and you tell your stories, and the next thing you know, you're writing a song. I mean, you're always writing a song. You're having coffee with someone, and you're writing a song. And I never get tired of it. I just, you live and breathe music and writing it, and it's a really amazing thing.
It's fun to have friends that understand everything that you do, so that no matter what you're talking about, everything's a potential song, and it's not like the kind of thing where you're out doing something with a friend and you come up with a song idea. It's not like, well, we'll think about it later. Usually everybody's on board right then. Please stop everything you're doing and write a song. It's fun.
So you sit down right there in the cereal aisle at the grocery store.
We've done it.
Yeah. Oh, and work out a chorus, and you don't understand why people are looking at you funny. Yeah. It's like, we're writing a song. Give me a break.
I guess you see a lot of that in Nashville.
Don Henry, Sally Barris, live in the WNRN studios this morning. Sally, can you give us a song?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll sing you a song that was recorded by Trisha Yearwood. And this is on her current record, Heaven Hit. Heaven, Heartache, and the Power of Love. And it'll be on my next independent CD when I get around to recording it. Like a wild flower doesn't have to reach for the sun when it needs a drop of water.
WNRN, Sally Barris live in the WNRN studios along with Don Henry. We're going to continue with conversation with them in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We also have Don Henry and Sally Barris in the studio this morning. My pleasure to have them here, and they're going to be at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of intrigued by kind of the different personalities in the Waymores. I know Don isn't here. I know Don, Tom isn't here to speak for himself this morning, but, you know, Don, you're known for your, you know, great wit and sense of humor, and I really like Sally's approach to songwriting, kind of really straightforward and kind of passionate. And Tom has his own way of doing things. Does having those kind of different kind of perspectives on some level kind of, you know, kind of help you write songs together, or kind of you know, enjoy each other more than if you were all alike? I don't know.
I think honestly, for me anyway, and I think this happens to a lot of songwriters, you know, it's like, oh, I wish I could write a song like Sally, or I wish I could write a song like Tom, and they may feel the same about us too. So I think that's that mutual admiration thing that kind of brings us together as in the round songwriters. And then the idea that our voices blended in spite of our complete differences sometimes in music was really a plus, because when you put it all together, the sum of the, you know, the whole is better than the sum of the parts. So that's that kind of a thing.
Well, know? I really enjoyed when the three of you were together, and I'm sure there'll be similar tonight at Mockingbird. Just that different songwriting approaches made for a really interesting evening, because the songs were different but complementary.
Not that far apart. It's interesting when we are all singing together and playing our songs back to back, they all have a kind of a thread to them. You know
it all. To me, it always comes back to the three of us. We just love great music,
yeah.
And no matter what style. And I think the common thread is just great songs. You know,
yeah.
We love listening to the same music, and the three. Yes, we definitely bring three different aspects together. But when they're all brought together, it's a really cool thing.
We all learned our craft in a town that, you know, is famous for that crafting. And so I think that's what we do have in common. We know that it's work, that as inspired as we are to do it, when you sit down and do it, it's work, you know.
So I have one kind of silly question. Although all three of you are obviously very talented songwriters, have you guys just for fun taken on some covers?
As a matter of fact, we've picked out a cover. I don't know if we want to give it away, though. It's going to be such a surprise.
Yeah, we want to do a cover on the record. Mostly, we've learned through different sources that it's smart to do covers on your records just because people, you know, Google them and find them that way. But we did find some that's, I don't know, might be too obscure.
We've been knocking a couple around.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out what that's going to be. We are going to put some cover on the record.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's always interesting, too, to hear people do different covers. A local artist here took a Led Zeppelin song, which actually I think I knew could be done in kind of an old-time way,
right,
and totally did Hot Dog in,
that's
like, this
great,
awesome way.
And that's fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. So, I mean, sometimes you can take something like completely out of context, but you go, well, you know, kind of the threads, as you use that word before, were there for me to use. So.
Sure.
Well, Don, one more live here?
Absolutely, yeah. Anything you want to hear?
Your choice.
All right.
Intrigue me.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to get people to come out tonight. Make sure I do something that people are going to like. It's so early, I don't know how serious I can get.
Well, sense of humor is always good on a Friday.
Let's do that then.
Okay.
I wrote this with Craig Carruthers. Kathy Mattea recorded it. It ain't his fault that she went AWOL, 'cause he tried everything from A to Z. Now it's J and B, M&M's and KFC, trying hard to make himself believe it ain't no BFD. He's got his CMT, no SEX, but that's okay. At least he ain't no SOB like that PhD who took his ex and ran off to LA. Ba 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 ba. She liked CNN, she made fun of his TNN, she always called it E-I-E-I-O. Now their love is R-I-P, at least he's F-R-E, and he ain't crying on his P-I-L-L-O. It ain't no B-F-D. He's got his CMT, no SEX, but that's okay, yeah. At least he ain't no SOB like that PhD who took his ex and ran off to LA. So one night he ordered pizza for some R&R with the NFL, when a delivery girl named Lisa stole his heart when she rang his bell. Now they're in L-U-V, and it's X-T-C, no S-E-X yet, but that's A-OK, 'cause he feels like a VIP with all of her TLC and ASAP should be his fiance and
say
that's a BFD in a real good way. I knew she could do it. Ba 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 ba.
WNRN, Don Henry and Sally Barris here in the WNRN studios this morning. They're tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. Lots of fun. I enjoyed seeing Don and Sally along with Tom in December at the Southern, and it was an excellent evening of music. So recommended. And thanks to both of you for coming in this morning. I know it's
a little
early for folks, but always a pleasure to have people playing live here at WNRN. And I hope lots of people come out and see you tonight in Stanton.